Greetings and welcome, everyone. It's All You Need Movie Cast, episode 338. I'm one of your hosts, Jim Gass, joined by Mike Sneedy.
What's up?
Fine, Sad.
Yo.
And Tony Korkanakis.
Hey.
What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 338. I have a slight cold, so that's going to be a challenge. I can't take any deep breaths. Yeah. So, the box office this week was actually pretty interesting because we had Boss Baby, which I've heard is a very very bland, meh movie. But it beat out Beauty and the Beast, finally. So, we have top box office person, and that would be the Boss Baby at $49 million. Beauty and the Beast still did 47.6, so...
Third week, right?
Amazing.
Yep.
900 in worldwide.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Nothing stops that train. So, I'll tell you what does stop, though. The Ghost in the Shell. Ghost in the Shell, sorry.
Well, it didn't even start. Let's get serious.
I mean, did we...
It's dead on arrival.
Did anybody expect it not to be? Like, I just felt like since the beginning...
What did it do? It did, what, 19 million?
19. Its budget was 110, like...
I don't know how they would expect much more than that.
I don't know either, but its budget was 110. That's ridiculous. I mean,
they saw Scarlett Johansson do well in what was that movie from like two years ago? Lucy.
Did that do that well though?
It did. It did decent.
Wasn't that the one? No, never mind.
That was an ultra low budget movie though, wasn't it?
Still did really well.
I just feel like from the get go, when you try to do live action games or anime, this is what we get.
I saw a lot of people come out, and obviously I know nothing about this myself, but I saw a lot of people say, it's like, well, in reality, the actual storyline is pretty basic for this anime.
The storyline is actually a little confusing in the beginning, but it does make sense by the end.
The problem goes over people's heads a lot. It's a little more psychological.
So you're saying the opposite of what I read, okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it's basic at all.
Yeah. They said it was just like... you know, cliche, predictable type of storyline.
Well, maybe because this anime is quite old.
Right, maybe by today's standards, like 20-something years ago it was not.
Yeah, it's been done a bunch of times before, but at the time, even when we watched it, like I was kind of like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, so
we watched it as our second... That was my second anime I've ever watched, was Ghost in the Shell. I had just watched Vampire Hunter D.
You just have no idea what's going on.
Yeah. I just watched Vampire Hunter D, and then I saw that, and I'm like, that is completely different. So, but yeah, $19 million. It's not going to do well. It's a bomb.
Do you think it'll do better overseas?
Nope, because they cast Scarlett Johansson as the lead.
They don't care about that.
I feel like if they had an Asian actress,
don't care because it's not. I mean, they'll just.
Yeah, but you don't make. I don't know. You don't make a lot of money from the Chinese box office. They take so much from fees.
Yeah, they take 60%. You only make 40.
Then there's all the pirates.
So anyways, Power Rangers was 4 and Kong was number 5. That is your box office this week. Opening
Power Rangers had a huge drop off too. So I don't think that's making money.
Expected. No, it's not. Smurfs The Lost Village is opening this week. Nothing great. Fate of the Furious is the week after, though, so that's coming up.
I can't believe there's another one of those movies coming out already.
Dude, they just make money.
I feel like it's a...
wasn't the last one just last year?
A bit early,
yeah,
isn't it?
Every year.
Isn't it a bit early, though? Like, it's a popcorn flick.
I know, but like movies, you normally get at least 2 years.
Was
unless
it
it's
last
like,
year? I feel like it was...
Maybe it was 2 years.
Feels like it was like every 2 months ago to me. Jesus Christ. And I don't even watch them anymore.
Paul Walker died.
2013.
It was
actually...
Yeah, I know.
Years ago.
That's the wrong one. This is 8, right?
Yeah, Fast 7 was the other one. That's the last one.
Yeah.
That came out in 2015.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saved you. I saved you, Corey.
I thought it was 2015.
A year and a half, I'll say that.
Like, I just feel like the Paul Walker death thing was a while ago, so.
Yeah, but that he died before the film stopped filming.
I understand.
He died during production.
But the movies come out in the beginning of the year.
it does come out in April. The movies do come out in April because, and I always thought they were more of a popcorn flick time, like May or June. April, I guess.
They used to start it off, and then like they're like, well, now we're gonna put a Batman versus Superman in April.
And March,
whatever it was.
March became March, a month. That's right. Yeah, March became a month. You know, they're getting earlier and earlier with bigger movies.
Well,
but
at least Beauty and the Beast took over that opening box office.
It's kind of like that with games. Games are, you know, finished up Console Wars. It's amazing how they didn't release any games back in the day in March in the 90s. And then Nintendo tried it with, I forget what it was, but it did so well that like Sega's like, well, we can release Sonic. That was when Sonic 2 was coming out and they had no Knuckles in it, remember? So you had to get it patched in. So they were able to release it in like
February. Sonic 2 didn't have Knuckles at all.
Sonic 3.
They Sonic 3 had Knuckles in it though.
Yes, but after.
But they split
the game.
They
without it.
No, because they split it.
You mean I know what he means. you mean that Knuckles was in there as a character,
Knuckles,
but yeah, you can't be him unless you combine.
You couldn't play him until that second part came out, which you had to stick the other drive thing into that one.
Yeah, I have both.
But based on
Sonic
3, you could play
technology.
As Knuckles.
No.
No.
Sonic came out.
He was there, but you couldn't play as him.
He was I know this is more of a GameCast talk, but he was unfinished with the game, and they had a promotion with McDonald's.
Yeah, I remember all that.
And had to make the deadline.
I mean, that being a big Genesis and Sonic fan, like that was crazy time. I was like, "What is going on here? This is unheard of."
By the way, that book I finished is so good. I'm going to talk about it in the GameCast because it's definitely really awesome. The conversations. But anyways, let's go into movie news, and then we'll get into what we've been up to, and then move on to the games. Jessica Jones season 2 started filming. Right. Yay! So we're getting it.
Will they bring back what's his name? The Purple Man.
Kilgrave.
He was so popular though, but like
maybe as a cameo.
Kind of like a flashback.
Flashback.
The one thing that
I was
just needed a flashback.
You guys just
whatever. That's been out for like 20
years
now.
I didn't say anything about him. I just said he's gonna be in a flashback.
Anyway,
Jessica Jones season 2 starts filming, and that further points to the fact that Daredevil season 3 will not be next year, even early next year, because that hasn't even started filming yet, as far as I know. So we'll get Jessica Jones season 2 before Daredevil season 3.
Did they announce what they wanted to do in next year besides Jessica Jones 2?
No, because I think
Punisher?
We're going to get that. Punisher's this year. I think we're going to get a lot of news from them at Comic Con. In October.
Yeah.
That's their convention, New York, for them.
Yeah,
the New York group. Yeah. So I think we'll a lot of that.
I think they might need to course correct a little bit, I think, the Netflix universe. After the last two, I think they need to slow down a little and space them out more. Or just go to like Defenders type stuff and stick with that, because I don't know. I feel like things are going downhill.
Well, you have one bad series. By the way, that series is now the most binge-watched drama on Netflix, beating Daredevil Season 2.
Yeah, Iron Fist. You know, they're building still, but...
So, the shittiest series that we've seen from them is the most watched, most binge-watched movie show.
Also, no news
is... drama show on Netflix that I would think would be the most binge-watched. I thought it would have been like Stranger Things, just because you just want to see what's happening, like the next thing. Here, it's like, who cares what's happening? So weird.
I think that Stranger Things Season 2 is going to trump all of that. Now that it's a known commodity, I think it's going to be huge.
Well, yeah, I mean, the only reason Iron Fist is the most is because of what it's been, like, what came before.
Building back on the predecessors.
Yeah.
And everyone's really already looking ahead to Defenders, I think, when this came out beforehand.
Plus,
sort of like,
so
all right, we got to
get
this over with beforehand. Yeah, no news is bad news, and it got a lot of attention for some bad reasons, but lots of people probably
didn't
checked it out.
In the show.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah. It's all Netflix news, except for, I have Voltron Season 3 has now been confirmed. Now, I thought they confirmed this in January, that Season 3 was coming this year, but it's been confirmed now for this year.
They said they were going to do a lot of episodes. I forget how many.
Yeah, so it's now confirmed for 2017, fall 2017.
Dude, those toys are still, like, pretty sold out whenever I go to Target.
I can't find them. Like, I can't. I went to Target and I can't find them. Like, and I saw them once and I'm kicking myself not buying them.
I find the big Voltron one, but I want the individual ones. Yeah, like the ones that combine. And I've seen like two of the blue one. I'm like, you're kind of useless without the others.
I saw the black one for a while at the Target by me, and I never picked it up. And I should.
You dumbass. You fucking dumbass.
So I'll keep an eye out for it, but it's not been back since, and that was my own. That was a mistake.
It was a mistake. Oh well, you can get that really nice one from Bandai Namco.
Yeah. I like the old fashioned metal one, yeah.
That like $400 one.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what's at Comic Con, actually.
Smash and grab?
Yeah, yeah. What the hell is that? Grab and go. No, there's some cool stuff at Comic Con always. And I think this year I'm going to try to set aside like $200 to buy something super collectible for myself.
Super collectible.
Yeah, like one of the Kotobukiya special editions. Like, there's a Magneto that they have out that I liked. That supposed to have. I'm sure it's going to have a Comic-Con special edition because it comes out this year. Mm-hmm. So, I think I'm going to grab that one, and I think it will be around $199. But as long as it looks good, but we'll see. Because they do some weird inspiration sometime. You know. And you know we did not talk about our podcast had a quick turnaround this week, folks, but. We didn't discuss the Homecoming trailer last week.
I think we touched on it briefly, but we didn't go into it because not everyone. Nope,
we really talked about Venom. We talked about Venom.
I don't think we talked about Homecoming about at all.
No, we mentioned it.
I think it was after off air. I think it might have been.
Did everybody watch our core? You're going blind.
I didn't watch it yet. I'm gonna skip out on that.
And I only watched it
just because you guys said it was pretty spoilery. That's why I asked you. I was like, wait.
Well, you know what's funny is I was watching it, and then as I was watching it, I'm like, "This was pretty cool." And then when you message back, is it really spoilery? I'm like, "Yeah, I kind of know the whole plot from that trailer." So I would not recommend watching it if you don't want to know pretty much the entire plot for the movie.
Well, so. I watched it with no sound because I actually watched it while you guys were talking before the podcast last time. So I'm halfway there. You could do that if you want.
Yeah, you could just watch it without the sound, but. You know, a picture speaks a thousand words.
I don't know. I don't feel too spoiled. Nothing really new for me that I saw.
If you didn't have any sound, you don't know what they're talking about. So
Yeah.
There was definitely something new from the trailer that you didn't know about. I can guarantee you this, and it's a big spoiler.
Yeah, see? So just watch it without the sound. You're good.
There you go.
Make your own dialogue.
You're saying there's a big spoiler in the trailer.
I basically know the big the point of the movie now. You know the point of it from this trailer.
Point of the movie. Okay.
Now, I mean, we won't be really able to tell until we see the movie because who knows? It could be much more going on than what the trailer shows.
Sure, but like,
I mean, like with BVS, obviously, you didn't need to see the movie after you saw the trailer. There was no point really, unless you wanted to see more of. That's always a fear because of that.
I mean, like, did they just show too much from Homecoming? Is that too much now? You know what I mean? Because I've seen that as a general consensus online. A lot of people said that was way too much spoiler. Like, they, now all know the general plot for the movie. I don't, like, those people I think are going to see it anyways, but
I was really tempted. Even after you guys said something, I was like, ugh, because it's right there.
You didn't watch it?
No, I didn't watch it yet.
I would not watch it.
I suppose it's just the premise, though.
But it's not like a must-watch, anyways.
And I was also thinking, like, it's Spider-Man, though. Like, what else is there new to explore? But at the same time, like, I guess it'd be cool to, like, this is the Spider-Man in the Marvel MCU. I do want to see it kind of fresh. But at the same time, I may break down at some point just because I actually won't be able to see it opening day.
What?
My sister is getting married. That day.
Oh man!
Wow.
At what time?
Well, the problem is—is
is there any projectors?
I'm in the wedding party, so I'm
kind of. Doesn't this come out on Thursday?
Yeah.
There is a rehearsal on Thursday.
At what time?
At what? Like, in the 7 evening. O'clock, man. It's over dinner.
Have to catch a matinee.
What about the
work.
10 o'clock show?
He's got
to
work. He's got to work.
I got stuff.
Friday.
It's gonna be
what do you got to do on Friday?
I don't know. We'll see. I'm just saying it's gonna be difficult.
You know, I'm actually in a bowling. Well, depending on my finger, I'm in a bowling league that night. So maybe Corey, we can go see it like 11 o'clock at night showing on Thursday night. If you're off Friday, I mean, I'm in somewhere else at that point.
We may be, because she's in New York,
now.
So we might not be around this area. Because we might be staying in the city.
But you can drive up.
When is this movie coming out again?
July 7th. 7/7/17.
She won't be in work, technically.
But we'll figure. We'll see what's going on.
Yeah,
I mean, it's going to be seen. I mean, that's not a question. But it's just a matter of how quickly can I get it done.
We'll all have seen it by the podcast.
Yeah, and that's the other reason. I was like, I should just watch the trailer because I'm not going to see it and people are going to spoil stuff anyway. But we'll see.
Probably. All right. Let's get into what you've been up to for watch-wise. Mike. Usually have more TV shows than all of us. Did you watch the finale of Walking Dead?
I'm still 2 weeks behind. I've caught up the 2 weeks before, which were all right.
My wife really likes The Walking Dead, and she's like, I can't believe I missed, like, all this season. And, like, I was like, you didn't really miss much.
Well,
and she's like, oh, I got
into Walking Dead mostly because of my fiance. She sort of made me a while ago, and she hasn't watched since the mid-season break. No. She's like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah, it lost a lot of – I mean, it was already losing steam. It's funny is the director or the writers of the show, I think, or something like that, the producer maybe – one of them was claiming today that the first four episodes of the next season are going to, like, melt your TV sets.
Of course he's saying that. Of course. And, again, like, the show always has the problem of either it's too much or too little. They're trying to balance, I guess, the premiere with a very slow, sort of low-stakes rest of the season.
Well, see, they screwed over their show with the finale of last season.
Yeah, no, that was complete nonsense.
I think they burnt so much, like, goodwill.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Yeah, absolutely.
And especially with a character that they killed off, it's like, wow, you just like and made us do this fucking bullshit.
The biggest problem
to it, as
and
well.
Not just that, is that this character
it was a season of shit.
They teased him being in trouble for like not multiple seasons, really. Like all the time is like, will this guy die? And yeah. Then it's like, yes, he will. Now, the way everyone thought.
Which is so dumb because
dreaded, more like...
just the way it happened last season, they're like, oh, is he? Is he not? It's like, oh, okay. Well, you know, we'll have this be a thing for, you know, the mid-season break. Oh, no, he's alive. Oh, cool. Okay, cool. People are happy. Next season, yeah, we changed our mind. It's like, it just feels like you're being taken advantage of.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was just a bad way. Like, it just makes you check out of the show when you end on that sort of cliffhanger.
And I think that's what happened to a lot of... I mean, their viewership is down this season.
Yeah. Meanwhile, there's all still saying, like, oh, we might go for, like, 20 seasons. It's like, no, stop it.
Better not.
Stop it.
I mean, they're on, what, 7 or 8?
Yeah.
This is the end of 7, so obviously they've got at least next
they've
year.
They've got 8 and 9, I think, signed.
It's funny, so, they haven't had 100 episodes yet, though, because they have such short seasons.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
so
yeah, I'm two. I watched a couple leading up. 2 weeks behind. I'll get to that eventually. It's
okay, so
okay, but sorry. It's not great.
All right, so question for you: since the beginning of this season, was there anything worthwhile up until the finale, or wherever you are right now?
There is
a lot of buildup.
There's a fair amount of humor, actually, here and there.
Okay,
there's a couple interesting like set pieces.
I liked Daryl's
story was pretty good.
Yeah, I actually liked Daryl's story.
And actually, the last episode I saw was pretty good. Finally, you sort of get like a final sense of like stuff coming together a little bit, but it's very slow. A couple other more minor characters do die in this season, but no one cares about them anyway.
I don't know what happened in the finale yet, but I haven't seen it. But
I don't know either. I know that they promised that it wouldn't be a cliffhanger again because I knew people were pissed off.
Was it controversial or people talking? I feel like I haven't really seen that much.
I haven't heard much of anything about it, so I don't think anything that crazy happened.
Yeah,
that's what I was gonna say. Is like I usually you hear something like some rumblings going on, but yeah, there was nothing.
But yeah, so I have two more episodes to watch. Whatever, I'll get to that. I finally made myself watch that musical episode of Flash, which is all. Which is also like 2 weeks behind. I think they're on hiatus again. Anyway, it's all right, I guess.
Something like that.
It's no it was Buffy. All...
I mean, I didn't like that episode either. Everyone loves that. I'm like, how like you know, cool do you think you are to, like, make an episode like this? Like, come on.
But I don't think they think they're cool with that. I just think it's a guilty pleasure of theirs.
Yeah, I think all actors have that. Like, they want to be performers.
Well, I mean, they were all
like a bunch of people on Flash that have singing backgrounds.
Yeah. Broadway backgrounds and stuff, yeah. So,
I mean, it was all right. It could have been worse. I like the cameos of other characters in this fantasy world the most, but the whole episode is completely skippable as far as the plot.
Well, Mike, let me just save you time here. Every single crossover episode is filler. That's the worst part about this universe. It's a shared universe. But
the thing about that is,
I mean,
also
the crossover
something...
storyline was its own thing. That was fine. That was better than
most
of it.
Because it's a filler episode from what's going on in the regular season.
If I do return to watching Flash, which is an if, or Supergirl, one of those two, and they do a crossover event again with another show, I'm going to skip that episode. I'm just done with it. There's no reason to watch crossover. It's
interesting to see them actually stuff together. But
has
whatever.
No impact on their characters, though. Zero.
Nothing has impact on their characters. Because Flash doesn't learn anything. He's a dumbass. He does everything over and over again wrong. Nothing has any impact on him. The best part of this was seeing Martian Manhunter punch someone. That was it for me on Flash.
Okay.
Whatever.
Do you think that it is possible that Flash, like the Flash TV series, is just one giant series about Groundhog's Day, just like Barry Allen fucking up the timeline over and over and over again?
I mean, there's been episodes and seasons like that, so.
I mean, what is the whole gist of this season anyway? Like,
the gist of this season is that Iris is supposed to die and he has to change the future and he doesn't know how to. That's the gist of this season. And all that happened is, I'll tell you this because you guys don't care. Two or three episodes ago, he like proposed to her because when he saw in the future her dying, she didn't have an engagement ring on. So he proposes to her a couple episodes ago. And then she gets all pissed off because she realizes, like, that he only proposed to her because he wanted to change the future and save her. And then, so there, then
how
he's
did she
like,
find that out? How did she find that out?
Found that out because what's his name? Kid Flash also jumped to the future and saw that and called him out about it. He's a bitch. Anyway, so then Barry gets all upset and is like, all right. Engagement off, we need the space. And she's like, what? And that lasts for one episode. And then after this musical event, he's like, in song, mind you, and it's also after they're no longer under the influence of anyone, by the way, which is why everyone's singing. After all that's done, in song, he proposes to her again at the end of this episode. So he called it off for one episode, and now that's undone instantly.
Yeah,
and it wasn't even time travel to
I'm
be
done.
Undone. It's just music.
I'm done.
So that's
I'm out.
That. What else? I finished Legion.
You finished right. Legion? I thought Thursday. Did you talk about that Thursday?
No, I think I did the. Did I? Maybe.
I thought you did.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Okay, forget that.
You did say it was a good finale.
Yeah,
the finale was good. It wasn't as good as the episode before it, though.
Yes, right. We definitely talked about this. I remember having that conversation with you.
Oh yeah, I watched two more episodes of Iron Fist.
Yay!
So I went from the end of episode 3 to 4 and 5 I finished. It's not that bad, but at the end...
You have to keep going, and then you'll...
Well, the thing is, all right, hold on. Like, when you are told something shit so much, like, how bad can... Is it really this shitty? And it's like, usually, like, well, I guess it's bad, but it's not as bad as people are saying.
I think it happened with Andromeda with me, because I'm going to keep playing Andromeda this week, not Persona.
Yeah, we'll talk about that
You're
a little
dead
more
to me,
later.
Jim. You're fucking dead to me.
I have to finish the game, Tony. I have to finish.
Why? Who says
because
that?
In the middle of a story.
We'll talk about that later. But yeah, these two episodes, they were all right. I think I'm really starting to like Ward because, like, he's just hilarious. Like, look at these guys and, like,
he's the only one that's actually, like, real.
He's the real character. Like, the way he reacts to things is how I would expect somebody to react with shit going around. And, like, yeah, he started off as a dick, but, like, the further the series goes, you're just like, yeah, like, I totally understand this guy's motivation now. Like, he's consistent.
He runs a, like, major company, and he's, like, out for – how do you get that far? You're out for yourself. I mean, he stays in character. Great.
Dad.
I'm not sure if I'm not sure if we're supposed to. I mean, maybe I'll know later in the fifth episode. I'm not sure if they're implying that he actually like used the heroin thing on himself or not.
Yeah, you'll find out.
Okay. Anyway, but it's all right. I still think it's funny. I'm starting to notice what you guys said about how they did a pretty poor job of making Danny look like he can handle himself. When we have, I don't know her name.
Colleen.
Wing, yeah.
She can go fight like two like MMA giant dudes, take them on.
At the same time.
At the same time, pretty easily. And like, aside from a guy falling on her, like has no trouble. And he, meanwhile, Danny like fights one bodyguard, and he gets some hits in on him.
Like, I like that. That's one aspect I liked about the show. I forgot to mention that on our spoiler cast was like when like she kicked the shit out of those people. But then like obviously when they fall on her, the dead weight of somebody and a little girl, she can't lift them up. I mean, like she's tiny, strength wise, tiny.
I know. But
so like I like that. I actually like that.
It's just the contrast.
I thought it was cool. I thought it was good. A little
I know, Jim. But I'm just saying that the contrast of like. We already have established, like, from their little sparring that he's, like, supposed to be way better than her. But he doesn't prove it at all, like, in any of the encounters.
Right. One of the things that really got me, like, because like, I know what, I'm pretty sure I know what sequence you're talking about. He, like, the scene before he gets
in
beat up.
In a truck.
Maybe not. But in the scene before he's getting beat up in one part, the scene before he's like, I'm here to protect
you. I never lose.
Like, well, no, he's like, I'm here to protect you. And she's like, I can protect myself. And he's like, he got a hit on you.
Like, yeah. You shouldn't have even been touched. Yeah, that was ridiculous.
But
not to mention the episode prior, he goes, I'm the Iron Fist. I never lose. It's like, bro, you look like you're close to losing all the time.
But, I mean, I guess it's just to build the little tension in the fights. But it's silly. It's not too bad so far. We'll see how it goes. I am sort of curious because there's already been a pivot about like what the main...
antagonist
problem is going to be. Yeah, I mean, but I said this in the Slack chat at the end of episode 5. I'm like, Defenders should start right now. Like, a certain character should just call a certain character, and Defenders should happen right now. Like, there's no reason for the rest of what I'm going to see.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I know a dude who knows a dude who knows a dude, and it's like, that's it. I'm just
I know a dude who knows a dude. It's like, I know a dude who knows.
You just like, that's it. I just know him. I'm just mentioning him. That's
also,
all.
One degree of separation.
Yeah.
Also, and maybe
it's
Corey
like on,
doesn't.
You know that she's got phone numbers on the phone. So.
Also, yeah, and also, I don't know if Corey probably won't know this, and I don't think because it's a Luke Cage thing. But isn't a certain character supposed to be closer with another certain character, a certain dude? At this point, or what happened? Well, whatever.
Yeah. Well, they mentioned that though.
That,
I keep watching.
I gotta keep. Well, okay, fine. So I'll get through it. I mean, it's not bad yet, but I'm not compelled to like actually binge this. So like, I'm almost going at one a week pace at this point. No, two
that's
a week
okay.
or something. So yeah, that's it for me.
All right, Tony.
Nah, it's been like Corey? 3 days.
Yeah, I know. Like, for me, I like all I watched was Star Trek the movie with the reboot Star Trek the reboot.
Okay.
It's good. I still like that movie. Like, I do like that. But.
Yeah.
That's really all I got.
Yeah, as far as like, just rewatched some stuff and haven't really gotten to watch anything new since our last podcast. I mean, we podcast on Thursday, so Thursday night.
All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap up this movie cast one. We're going to move on to the games cast soon, so tune into that.
Yep.
Thanks for tuning into this. If you have any questions or comments or topics for us to discuss, you can write us podcast@allyoucangeek.net, follow us on Twitter @allyoucangeek, and like us on Facebook. And also subscribe to our YouTube channel, please. Hi, we have video. If you're not watching this, we have video. Hi. I'm leaving, but you didn't see that if you're not watching this.
Yeah.
Thank you. Tune in next week or to our Gamescast page.